This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 5th. I'm Paul Plack. The crew of United Flight 497 and Airbus A320 made a successful emergency return to New Orleans' Louis Armstrong International Airport yesterday with smoke in the cockpit, no instruments, and no anti-lock or steering on the nose wheel. The FAA has told the airline industry to expect an emergency airworthiness directive today, affecting older Boeing 737s, following the sudden decompression event on a Southwest flight Friday. Gulfstream Aerospace has identified the four employees who died in the crash of a G650 during flight testing in Roswell, New Mexico on Saturday. After 65 years in operation, Narco Avionics has announced that the company is closing its doors, effective immediately. True North Avionics has introduced what it calls the industry's first touchscreen graphical telecom display, facilitating communications management for large aircraft. Aerojet reports vibration and hot fire acceptance testing has been completed on the first development MR-104G monopropellant rocket engine, planned for use on NASA's Orion crew module. The aviation program at the University of North Dakota has ordered five more G-1000-equipped Cessna 172s. Boeing reports finalization of an order from GECAS for 10 777-300ER airliners. Turkish Airlines, based in Istanbul, has confirmed that it has exercised options with Boeing for 15 next-gen 737s. Porter Airlines of Toronto has placed a firm order for two more Bombardier Q400 next-gen turboprop airliners. And Eurocopter says it will deliver the first of its newly updated AS350B3E models to Slave Lake Helicopters in Alberta, Canada next year. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Casey Batterson, founder and chairman of Copters for a Cause. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.